You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Today I have two wonderful people that have been here already and shared their experience, strength, and hope with us about their own addiction and recovery. And they're going to talk to us today about sponsorship, which is a very important relationship in recovery, especially if you go to support groups. So without much more to tell you on my end, except welcome back, glad you're here. Don't forget to call in if you have any questions. I want to introduce you again to Dr. Tony and Chuck. They sponsor each other. So we're going to talk about sponsorship. Tell me about sponsorship, you guys. How did that, what does it mean, and how did you two hook up as each other's sponsors, and et cetera, et cetera?
Oh, basically, once I, before I left the treatment facility that I went to in New Orleans, I had two temporary sponsors, and so, and they were there to answer my questions, basically, because I was in Indiana, they were in Louisiana, and so when something would come up, I would call them, long distance. And that went on for a period of time until eventually I got a sponsor here at home. But for me, the thing with sponsorship, because the place that I went to, they really emphasized the importance of it. It's more, to me, it's more like a guide. Someone who has walked in the steps that you're trying to walk in and give you advice on how to do it. And so that's basically what happened. And so when I came home, I relied upon my temporary sponsors for a period of time until I eventually, through going to a lot of meetings, saw some men that I liked the way they had been sober for a long time, and that they were respectable and seemed to not only talk the talk, but they also walked the walk. And then I ended up asking one of them to be my sponsor, and it started a different journey.
And then you became a sponsor as well, right, Chuck?
Eventually. Reluctantly, and the reason why I say reluctantly is, in my opinion, sponsorship is an extremely important job because you're dealing with someone's life.
Yeah.
And it's not a task, excuse me, to take lightly or to blow off or anything like that, because when you're a sponsor and a sponsee calls you, they have a legitimate question in their mind. To you, it may mean, it might be, you know, kind of superficial or something, but to them, it's one of the most important things in their mind, and so you have to respectfully handle whatever situation they might find themselves in.
And then you got involved in your own recovery. Sponsorship is stressed, and you met Tony then.
Yes.
Or he met you at the meetings, Tony? Is that what happens? You see people at meetings?
I walked into a meeting in November of 90, and I saw Chuck. Now, here's the funny thing about it, and this may sound a little bit weird, but I'd had a dream probably a month earlier where a person was driving along. I was standing there, just kind of standing at a corner, and this person pulled up in a car at a light, didn't look over at me, but I noticed something about that person's eyes. And a month later, I walked into this meeting. I was still drinking at the time, and I saw Chuck, and those are the eyes that I saw. And so I look back at it now, and it reminded me of this character from Star Wars, Yoda.
Yes,
and,
Yoda.
I know that Yoda's eyes were fashioned after Albert Einstein, and I've always had a fascination with that kind of wisdom and depth of thought and serenity and so forth. And so I asked him that night if he would be my sponsor, and he said, give me a call. And I didn't for a number of months. Subsequently, when I was in treatment the following April, I wrote to Chuck asking him to be my sponsor, and I think he still has that letter.
Oh, my. So you never forgot him?
Never.
So when you first went to a meeting, you saw him and something in his eyes attracted you?
Yeah, it reminded me, the dream and that particular circumstance kind of came together. And it seemed like it was the right thing to do. I had no idea what I was getting into as far as recovery was concerned. I had no idea, other than the fact that I shouldn't drink or use drugs or so forth. But someone had already told me that not drinking and not drugging is not enough. And the journey of recovery goes way deeper than just not using.
Yeah. So did you appreciate that a sponsor was going to be something you'd have to do to maintain sobriety, or did you just think, I have to get one because they're telling me?
They're telling me. Because I didn't understand, of course. It's like any fresh encounter with anything in life. One's perception of it changes over time.
Yeah.
So now I certainly have a different view of how important it is to have a relationship with another person who does not judge you and who is willing to listen and guide. And Chuck always said to me, when I'd ask him a question about something, well, in my experience, and then he'd go on.
Not lecturing.
He never really gave me advice. He would just tell me about his experience, strength, and hope. It got to the point, though, where when I would go moaning and whining about something to Chuck, he would kind of laugh, and I would really get angry. Well, I wouldn't really get angry, but I found it I was a little taken aback by that.
He wouldn't take it as serious as you.
This is
Chuck.
Serious stuff.
Yeah.
So Chuck would kind of laugh, and he said, you know what to do. And periodically he would point out something in the big book that addressed whatever issue I faced.
Any issue you could find in that big book?
In the first 164 pages, any issue I have.
So is that, Chuck, what you see, or what both of you see a sponsor as, more somebody to guide you in sobriety back to that big book?
The big book is always, it's where the answers are at. And, you know, I will share my experience. And then if a situation comes up, I want, and I don't have any experience with it, and I will tell them, I don't know. But here, let's go over and talk to, you need to go and talk to Tom, or you need to go and talk to Dick. He's got more experience with a similar situation. I never claim to have any of the answers. Like I said, you're dealing with people's lives, and you can't just go along willy-nilly just to I'll feel like you've got all the answers when I know that I don't.
So would you sponsor anybody that asks you? Is that how it works? Or can you be selective in saying yes or no?
What I do today is I start off on a temporary basis with anyone new. And by that, we'll set up a 3 months, 6 months time frame, and then, you know, it's up to them to meet periodically. And what you have to do is you have to find somebody that you're comfortable with.
Both ways.
Yeah. And some people are not, you know, they're because of either the court system or the treatment center system, they told they've got to get a sponsor. So they, you know, whoever the first person they run into, they ask to be the sponsor. And I've given out my phone number hundreds of times, and still waiting for the phone call. Now, after, you know, we go through the temporary sponsorship, then if I'm comfortable with them, they're comfortable with me, then we go further. And it all generally centers around the book and the 12 steps, because that's where recovery's at.
So you guys, what if somebody isn't staying clean and sober? Do you stay their sponsor?
What I will do is I'll be available to talk with them. They will display whether or not they're serious or just want to pay some lip service, and because they're being forced into it by the court system, forced in quotes. If a person comes to me and we meet on a fairly regular basis, and fairly regular basis is going to vary. Some people say, you know, my sponsor has me call him every day at 9 o'clock in the morning. I say, that's fine. I don't do that.
Right.
One cannot force recovery.
Right.
Recovery is, as you've mentioned, the process, and I'm going to be able to process stuff as I move through time. And staying clean and certainly being involved in the 12 steps some way or another. I tell people, I said, you know, going to meetings is real nice, but that's more fellowship, but the recovery is in the 12 steps. And 12 steps will work, in my opinion, for anyone if they really want it.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that too, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Can somebody be working the steps and relapse?
I don't know about that. To be relapse, I'm very fortunate because I've never done it physically. Now, emotionally, I've relapsed.
Yeah.
But as far as to pick up the alcohol or anything, I haven't done. I think for me is people know that I'm going to be there. I have a regular group of meetings that I go to, and, you know, that was what was nice with, used to have a young people's meeting. And people would come into that meeting, and it might be 5 or 10 years later, and they'd walk in and says, boy, you're still having this meeting here. You know, this is great. And it wasn't so much great for them as was more of a necessity for us.
Right.
You know, we were doing it for ourselves, and they knew that they would, you know, I've had people to walk up to me that I've seen in meetings and talked to and been years, and all of a sudden they go, aren't you, I can't remember your name, but, you know, I remember seeing you at a meeting long time. Yeah, that's me, you know, and that's part of it.
Do you both think that when you do take on a sponsorship relationship, the two should attend meetings together and get to know each other pretty well?
I don't think it's necessary to attend meetings together. I think early on it may be very helpful. I would encourage anyone I'm a potential sponsor for to attend meetings as often as they possibly can. You know, the 90 meetings in 90 days, that sounds good. And it very likely works very well for a lot of people. If a sponsee and I attend a meeting together, that's well and good. But I don't think it's necessary over time.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it could be more comforting and reassuring to the new person.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've got a life to live, and sometimes, you know, The newer person needs a lot of meetings and needs a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to still be a productive member of society. And so I've got
balance.
Yeah. You know, when we came here, we come here and one of the biggest questions is, what am I going to do to fill my time? Now, today, there's not enough hours. 24 hours is not enough for me.
Isn't that the truth?
So, you know, early on, meetings, and mm-hmm. you know, that's real important. And then there becomes a time when we have to become a part of society.
Yeah, I like the word balance that you used a moment ago. Chuck mentioned that to me some years back, because early on in getting clean, most of what I experienced was a lot of crisis and chaos and drama.
Yeah.
And that's
a
roller coaster that's not a whole lot of fun. So over time, one finds some balance, and it becomes a little smoother ride, so to speak. It becomes easier.
And those newcomers can sure remind us of how that roller coaster.
Oh. I do encourage people who are just getting into the program to listen to, mostly, if they possibly can, to people who are talking about the solution rather than the problem, because, you know, as I've learned, there's only one problem that I have, and that's the way I look at things. So if I just change the way I look at things and handle all the other stuff as situations.
Oh, that's a great way now to end before break. You guys are saying we have to change the way we think. So when we come back, we'll talk more about how sponsorship can help us change the way we think, not just the way we live. Radio Rehab, we are getting ready to go on a break. Don't forget to call in. We will be right back with your calls. Thank you.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
My office is having a holiday gift pool, and I got Troy from accounting. So I went to Radio Shack, where this great associate suggested a Radio Shack gift card. It's good at over 6,000 stores and online. There are no fees, and it never expires. Troy can use it towards a new MP3 player, mobile phone, or GPS receiver. He can even get a nifty calculator. I kind of hope he doesn't, but it's good to know he can. And it'll all be thanks to Radio Shack.
Now get a free $5 gift card with every purchase of a $50 gift card. And don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
This holiday, see how far a wish can go. Save big on the wishes that move you at Sears Auto Center, where you'll find the entire stock of Michelin tires on sale. Plus, buy any set of four Michelin tires and get free installation after mail-in rebate. That's a $56 value that includes free mounting and balancing, free tire rotations, and a free road hazard warranty. Don't wait. The great deals on the wishes that keep you moving end December 24th. So don't just give a gift. Grant a wish. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale and offer ends 12/24/08 while supplies last.
Hey, you. Yeah, you listening to the radio. It's me again. Have you got that HIV test yet? As I mentioned before, if you have put yourself at risk by having unprotected sex with more than one person or used IV drugs, guess what? You've put yourself at risk for HIV. Make that appointment today by calling the Vandenberg County Health Department at 435-5683 or stop by 420 East Mulberry. It's that easy. Remember, everything is confidential. No one has to know you've gotten the test unless you tell them, so do it. What do you have to lose except maybe your life or your partner's life? When in doubt, get checked out.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400, or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Well, good morning again. We're back at Radio Rehab talking about sponsorship today with Dr. Tony and Chuck. Chuck was Dr. Tony's sponsor when he got clean and sober. And before break, we were talking about the role of sponsorship in staying clean and sober and getting involved in a recovery program. And Dr. Tony then took a turn here and said, you know, it's not just about staying clean and sober. It's about looking at the way you think and react to life. So tell me, you guys, how is it that does a man call another man that's in recovery and just say, help me think through this? Do I need to process this? Do men do that with each other?
That hasn't happened with me. Someone may call and express how they're feeling about a particular situation, and we may discuss how one deals with that. You mentioned the word react. I look at words very carefully, a little more carefully now. I like to respond to things rather than react to them, because responding is
more proactive.
So first thing I ask is what are you going to do about it?
If you're sponsoring somebody and they call you with something, yeah, that's your first question.
Or anyone who approaches me about
it. What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it?
So you put it back on them.
What can you do about it? Can you change it? Can you? And that's actually the first step, you know.
What if they say, I don't know? You tell me. Do you guys make decisions?
I tell them what my sponsor told me years ago. He says, you do what's in front of you. We tend to speculate about a lot of stuff and the what ifs and all of that, and all it does is create a lot of
chaos,
anxiety.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, and people's bad nerves, and we tend to blame stuff outside of ourselves on who we are. Like, you made me mad.
Right.
But you know, you really can't make me mad. I can choose anger. So I encourage them to take a look at how they're dealing with it and how they're looking at it, mm-hmm. and whether or not they can actually change it. If they can change it, they shouldn't worry. If they can't change it, they shouldn't worry.
So it's almost like you guys have to help people look at life differently.
Exactly.
It's a disease of perception.
Exactly. Mm.
Yeah.
A disease of perception.
Disease of perception.
Because, you know, what I used to do early on for fun was dangerous to my life. And now in recovery, what I do for fun, it's more of the norm, and it's gone. It's been because there's been a change in the think process, and looking at what my actions might cause.
And did a sponsor help you do that?
Oh yeah,
Chuck?
Yeah.
So it's not something people do naturally.
Well,
sponsors help us shape.
Yeah, I didn't. And the thing that I didn't do it per se through conversation, it was more through spending time with that person and mm-hmm. seeing how they reacted to life. I'm not a big believer in people that talk a lot, you know, talk's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Show me
action.
Show me what you really gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you hang around with people and you can see that the real them.
Yeah
I often will relate to people in this way, and it's not what you say, think, or feel, it is what you do. And unless I'm able to walk the walk, then I can't talk the talk. I can tell you about Hawaii, but I've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have experience with that, but I've walked a certain walk. And that's very likely why I can talk the way I do now. It becomes my nature to do this. It becomes a habit. If it's my natural flow to have a peaceful encounter, it's only because I've been acting as if it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like cigarette smoking. If you smoke enough cigarettes for enough days in a row, you become a smoker.
Right.
It becomes your nature. Or habit or something. So I like my habit now as compared to my habit then.
Mm-hmm. So if people come to a 12-step meeting or see you at church or wherever and know you guys are in recovery, how would they need to approach you to help or to sponsor them? Is there a certain
just
way?
Straight up.
Just come ask.
None of us has any time for the BS.
Right.
You know, nobody on the planet, but many people,
think
and myself included, at some point in my life, I thought, you know, I had time to waste. But time is precious. You can't replace it.
So would you sponsor somebody, either of you, that wasn't going to meetings?
I would have to know the circumstances. You know, there are people.
We have a question. Hold on, you guys. Don't go away. Let's hear the question. Caller, are you on?
Yes.
Hi.
Well, it's not really a question. I'd just like to recognize T and Chuck. My name is Michael Scales, and they was very inspirational in my recovery when I was coming up. Thanks to Chuck for believing in me and helping me to get move forward, and to Tony for just being Tony. You know, they're very, very inspirational people that I met when I was in recovery. And I'd just like to say thank you, and hope everybody have a happy holiday.
Wow. Well, thank you for calling. Do you two know who this is?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah, I think about you often, and hope that you're doing well.
Well, I'm still here in Evansville.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm doing well. I'm doing wonderful. I am. I just wanted to recognize y'all today.
Michael, did you hear Chuck say pay it forward?
Did he?
Yeah.
All right, I am. Okay, I'm moving right along. So y'all have a great day.
You made our day. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What do you guys think of that? That's awesome. So people come back and thank you, and you don't even know you made a difference in their life.
Well, the thing that's the whole basis of the fellowship, is to help one another. Thanks is basically all we want is to just, okay, yeah, you've got it. Now you help somebody to get it.
Does it cost anything to have a sponsor?
No, it's
free?
Time.
Doesn't cost any money.
No, wow. It's just time.
And you have to give up a lot of other stuff, though, like old thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The big book says we have to undergo an entire psychic change, entire personality change.
And you watch people do that?
Yes.
Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is that still you, Mike? Or is this another caller? Hello?
Yes, this is another caller.
Hi, sorry about that. I'm trying to get used to this.
It's all good.
Thank you.
What I wanted to say was I wanted to ask both Chuck and the doc, they're both friends of mine, did religion play any... did it have any effect on your recovering from, problems that you incurred?
Awesome question.
Well, the thing with me, when I first started this is Chuck, and for me, with I had to learn the difference between religion and spirituality. The Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous is built upon spirituality, and once I was able to leave all of my religion problems aside and work on my spirituality, that made it easier for me. Tony?
Yeah, same with me. Actually, 12-step program has shown me how to have faith, and I've always felt like a stranger in church. I just didn't get it, but the 12-step program has actually transformed me, and I'm more in tune with the spirit and what faith is.
Did you get that, caller? Are you still there? Do you all get that question a lot, separating religion from spirituality, or do you find in sponsoring people that religion is very important to people as well, but in trying to help them understand the role of religion in sobriety, do you keep it very spirituality-focused?
Oh, I have to, yeah, because a lot of people have problems not really separating the two, but we bring the wreckage of our past. And a lot of times they come in with these pre-set ideas of what they're going to get into, and if they stick around long enough, they'll find out the openness of the fellowship.
This has been a great show. I'd love to have you. Could you guys come back next week and we'll talk a little more about the difference between religion and spirituality, or sometime in the near future? Because
I've got a commitment next Saturday.
Or some one of these Saturdays coming up.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I'd be happy to.
Thank you so much, you guys, for coming. You're inspirational. Definitely.
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Sponsorship's the key. Well, you all, Radio Rehab has got to close for this week. We'll be back next week, same time. Until then, don't forget to do the next right thing.